Blog Talk Radio.
I can't even turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. I can't always talk to my friends, 'cause they've got expectations that I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory. Intentions were good, just act like a Christian should, and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But if you're not feeling my show, then how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire? Just 'cause all of the pressure to be some that the church has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Hallelujah. Now I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my wonderful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. At the top of the program, you heard Brother Jonathan McReynolds singing Pressure. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace, just praising you and magnifying you. We're so grateful, Father God, that we have yet another opportunity to go out over the airwaves and bless your people. Father, we pray that you would prepare the hearts to receive all that you would have us to share on tonight. And Lord God, I just pray that by the end of this program, there will be less stress and more prayer. There will be less confusion, hallelujah, and more peace. There will be less hatred and more love. So Lord, we just commit this program unto your throne of grace. And we pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Glory to God, saints. Once again, welcome to Sister. Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed to be here with my sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Tonight's program is entitled Stress Under Fire. Because if you look around the world today, you see there's a lot going on, and everybody doesn't handle it as well as they should. And so tonight we're going to talk about that, because we want you to know that with the Lord on your side, you can and you will get through this. So we're going to throw it over to our Christian reporter on the street, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And she's going to explain to you what laid it on our hearts to do this program. And she's going to talk a little bit to you about stress under fire. Amen, Evangelist Michelle.
Thank you, Bishop. Good evening, everyone. As Bishop had said, the topic tonight is stress under fire, and what laid it on our hearts to talk about this topic is that there's so many people battling stress right now, and stress is handled differently by different people. Some people can take a lot of stress, and some people can take very minimal, I mean very, very minimal. And it was laid on my heart because where I stay, I just began to notice how some of the people, my neighbors, had been changing their behaviors. A lot of them, because of the stay-at-home order, since it had been placed down, you know, everyone is in the home, so you don't see them outside as much. And so that's bringing a lot of stress on people, because normally you will go to work, you'll come home, and if there's somebody home, you're not up under them all the time. So now that some people are their jobs have either laid them off, or they've taken some time off and they'll come back later. They're just at home. And being at home, they're up under each other all the time. So, you know, you're not absent from that person. Like when you would leave and then you come back and you're like, oh, I missed her or I missed him. And so now you don't get the opportunity to miss them because they're up under you 24/7. So I noticed a lot of arguments happening in the apartments where we stay. And even the children was, you know, they're out arguing, you know, and they're out late. because the parents are in the house and they don't want to be, I guess, bothered with the kids, and so the kids are outside. Now, what brought my attention was I noticed that there has been an increase in the sales of drugs in this community, and also alcohol has been a big increase since the stay-at-home order. And I spoke with Bishop and I said, I can't help but wonder, is this because these people are stressing out and instead of turning to God, they're turning to the drug, they're turning to the bottle more, instead of turning to the word and getting on their knees and praying, you know, the situation, you know, like we say, some people are stronger than some, and some just can't take it. And the only one that's benefiting from this is the drug dealer and the liquor stores and the people who are making, the companies that are making the alcohol. And so we know that stress is caused by different things. You know, you can be stressed out because of a death in the family, because of a wedding, because of sickness, because of divorce or loss of job or increase in financial obligation, like chronic illness or emotional problems. You can have grief or guilt or low self-esteem or anger. There's so many different things. So now we add to the list Corona-19, and the virus and the stay-at-home order. Now, they say that the money was the lead. But now, since we have the coronavirus has stopped the money now. And we would think nothing would ever top that, because money and divorce and, you know, in marriages, problems, we always had money in a marriage would cause for divorce, and that would cause more stress. But now, coronavirus and the stay-at-home order, people having to stay at home, is above financial. And it just blew my mind that the switch, you know, and this has just been since March that this switch has happened. And I just want people to know that stress is very bad on your body, especially if you already have mental issues. If you already have mental illness, it will catapult it into something worse. It can make your mental issues worse. And if you're already taking medication, and then you're taking medication, and then you turn around and you take some drugs or you take some alcohol with the medication, that's so dangerous. Big accident waiting to happen. So we have to be so careful now with this coronavirus and the stay-at-home order. If you know anybody in your family, you have friends, or if you just notice any change, you know, people with mental illness, especially in the African-American culture, we don't talk about that. It's like taboo. It's something we don't talk about. You know, if you even say, I want to go see a psychiatrist, people in your family, when at least when I was coming up, they look at you like, what, are you crazy? No, you don't go tell nobody your business. You don't tell nobody our business. But I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong, and there's no need to be ashamed if you suffer from stress or from mental illness or from depression or from anxiety. The very ones you think don't stress, those the main ones that are stressing. They're stressing, how I'm going to pay this car note, how I'm going to pay this house note, how I'm going to put groceries in the house. Trust me, everyone you think got it all together, the ones you're so admiring from afar because you think they got it all together, trust me, those are the main ones that are stressing. Strong people stress too. But so many other people around, they think, oh, they're so strong. Everybody go to them for advice. Everybody, you know, lean on them. But you got to remember, they need somebody to lean on too. Yes, they lean on God. But everybody don't want to be bugging God all the time and begging God all the time. Sometimes we wanted to handle things ourselves. So it's nothing wrong with it, and don't let nobody to make you feel ashamed.
My
that
Lord.
You feel
Amen.
You want to go and talk to someone. Because I'm here to tell you, if you leave all that inside, it's going to tear up your inside. You're going to start getting irritable bowel syndrome, IBS.
All kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get your nervous system is going to get all out of whack. You're going to get colitis. You're going to get Crohn's disease, proctitis, and then you're going to get colon cancer. So don't let nobody. It's better to talk things out. And if you need somebody to talk to, it's better to talk things out than to leave all that bottle in, and then you'll wind up in the hospital suffering from something, all because you was ashamed that somebody was going to know that you went and sought mental
help.
Who cares? Everybody needs somebody.
Yes.
You know, and it's definitely nothing wrong with it. You know, our emotional stability is so important because if you're not together, how can you help somebody else get together?
Come on.
If you're a servant leader and you're a teacher, okay, you're a servant leader and you're teaching, but you got something going on at home, and you can't focus, there's no way you should be in front teaching nobody because your mental is not right. So you're not going to be giving God your best, and you're not going to be teaching his people your best. So it's God would not have given them people the knowledge to help you if he didn't want them to help you. Okay? If you don't have a family friend or a family member you can go and talk to, it's okay to pick up that phone. And in every country, in every state, in every city, you go to the social service. You call the social service office in your county, and they have mental health services for free.
Yes.
So Amen. Anybody listening that needs to talk to someone in your city, you just go social services, mental health, and it is totally free. The medication
Amen.
Is free. The services are free. They will even come and pick you up for your appointment and bring you home or give you a bus pass or best bus token.
Amen.
So there's no reason. They even have group therapies that you can go to. If you want, you know, one-on-one, you can have one-on-one, and you can have group, because you need to know that you're not the only one.
Right.
There's other people out there that are suffering from stress and anxiety. And when I say stress under fire, it's when your body is catapulted into the flight or fight mode. Your nervous
mm-hmm.
system all out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your nervous system is all out of whack, you can't think. You got the shakes. You're jittery. A lot of times you're panicking. You know, and you don't know about you. That's not a way to live.
No, nope.
That's not a way
Amen.
To live. God wants us to live. God wants us to be happy. You know, and we know that life has lots of stressful things that come about. You know, in our life,
yes.
we face different things.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, seek God.
Yes,
and seek God. When you're going through stressful situations, or if you feel you have depression or something just not feeling right, you know, if something just feels off with you, you know, it's okay. Call your doctor.
Amen.
Talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor about
Amen.
It. If you need
Amen.
To write it down, because I'm going to tell you, I write things down before I even go to the doctor, because I know we'll get to talking and I'll forget what I came there for. So I write a list. So whatever feelings
Amen.
You're having, you write those feelings down so that when you sit with your doctor, you can talk, and then your doctor can either prescribe you something, or maybe he can make you a referral to some a psychiatrist or a therapist, you know, someone that you can talk to further, so that
Amen.
They can get to the bottom of what your situation is.
Amen.
So I just want
Glory.
All of you guys to know that it's okay, and don't let the past or the way you were raised or the things that mama said or grandma said or big mama or whatever said to you about mental stability. You're supposed to keep it a secret. No, you don't keep that a secret. Because you keep it a secret, and then you'll mess around and you'll go crazy. You'll be by yourself going crazy. And that's not good.
Amen.
That's not good at all. So I just want you guys to know that to seek help, or seek someone that you trust that you can talk to, because all that stress on your body will mess up your insides and cause everything else to go out of balance in your body. God created
Amen.
Us in such a way that things are supposed to work smoothly, smooth operation the way God put us together. One drop of stress can throw our whole body off balance. So I just
all
wanted
right.
to let you guys know that. God bless you all. Back to you, Bishop.
Amen. Well, that was some good word. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to take it to the word. Hallelujah. We're talking about stress under fire. We're talking about dealing with this chaotic world. We're talking about dealing with the wiles of the enemy. We're talking about just things just going on around us. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I came to tell you all how to have less stress. And I'm going to take it straight to the word. We're going to have a stress management class. Uh-huh.
Amen.
And my scripture is going to come from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. It simply reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Saints of God, I came to tell you tonight, I don't care what the enemy throws at us. I don't care how stressful the times get. We don't have to turn to the bottle. We don't have to turn to drugs. We don't have to turn into we don't have to become shopaholics. All we need to do is turn to the word of God. All we need to do is turn to the example of Jesus. And tonight I want to quickly share with you the 7 stress management principles. And I'm going to run them down to you. First of all, you have to know who you are. That's principle 1. Second thing, know who you want to please. Third thing, know what you want to accomplish.
Yeah.
Fourth thing, focus on one thing at a time. The fifth thing, make a habit of personal prayer. The sixth thing, take time to rest. And the most important thing, last but not least, give your stress to Jesus. Now I'm going to run this down for you. Jesus was a person who constantly was under pressure. Because of who he was, people always wanted to be around him. He had to seek out times for personal privacy.
Amen.
You know, other people repeatedly misunderstood him. They criticized him. They ridiculed him. So Jesus had a lot of stress in his life. And most of us would cave in under such pressure. But as we look at the life of Christ, we can quickly discover, and we will quickly discover, that he always remained at peace under pressure. He was never in a hurry. He was always at ease. He had a calmness about his life that enabled him to handle enormous amounts of stress. So how did he do that so successfully? Well, he based his life on the sound stress management principles that I just gave to you. So perhaps if we understand them and we apply these principles to our daily lives, we too will have less pressure. And
Amen.
We too will have more peace of mind. So let's look at these principles. The first principle is identification. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, Jesus knew who he was.
Amen.
This is the very first principle of handling stress in your life. It is, you have to know who you are.
Yes, Lord.
Because if you don't know who you are, you will let other people pressure you into being somebody that you're not.
Amen.
See, a lot of stress in life comes from folks trying to wear a mask. You know, we're trying to be somebody we're not.
Amen.
We're trying to live up to expectations that others have of us rather than being what God intended us to be. You know, we're living double lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We one way at the church house and another way at home. One way at the church house and another way at work.
That's it.
Therefore, we live under constant pressure trying to keep all those balls juggling.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what we need to do is figure out who we are in God's sight.
Amen.
And when we know that, family, we will begin to have less stress in our lives because this is what I believe the facts are. And you can say this for yourself, because I'm saying this for myself. I am a child of God. I am not an accident. I was put on earth for a purpose. I am deeply loved by my Father God, and I am completely accepted by him. He has a plan for my life, and he says that I am valuable, that I'm significant. Now, just knowing these facts should help us to cope with a lot of stress in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
See, it ain't about what we do. It's about whose we are, knowing who we are.
Oh, yes.
We are significant.
Yes.
Because God says we're significant. The Bible says you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. That's 1 Peter 2:9. And see, if you are a child of God, you are significant because of who you belong to, God Almighty. And the second principle of stress management is direction. Jesus said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 5:30. Jesus knew who he was trying to please. He was trying to please his Father. So the second principle is direction. Know who you want to please. Are you trying to please God or are you trying to please the world? You can't please everybody. So you might as well try to please the most important being there is, and that's God.
Amen.
See, Jesus knew who he was trying to please. It was a set of issues for him. He said, I'm going to please my Father. And the Father replied, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You know the story that's written in Matthew chapter 3. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
The Bible in basic English says it this way. Let your first care be for his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you in addition.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's where you get into that press down, shaking together, and running over realm. This is a great promise. It means to focus on one thing and one thing only, and that's pleasing God. And it will simplify our lives. If our main goal is to please God, we will know and understand that he will take care of us. If our main goal is to please God, we will always be doing the right thing. If our main goal is to please God, we shouldn't be worried about what anybody else thinks or says about us.
Right.
If it is God and God alone that we should be dedicated to, because he is the only one that can take care of us.
Right.
See, knowing the facts relieves a lot of stress. It relieves a lot of stress. See, when you know who you are and you know whose you are and you know your direction, you know who you're trying to please, then the third principle is destination.
Amen.
Jesus said, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I'm going. That's what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 8:14. See, Jesus knew where he was from and where he was going. And he knew what he wanted to accomplish in his life. So you and I need to know what we want to accomplish. If God has called us to something, don't let it pressure us. Don't let it become a burden. Just know what you need to accomplish. And
Amen.
Between you and God, he will help you to do it. See, because unless you know where you're going, how you going to know if you ever get there? See, you do have to plan your life. You do have to set priorities. And then you have to pursue your goals. If you know what you want to accomplish in life, it's going to relieve a lot of stress in your life. Because you're not running around watered like a chicken with your head cut off. See, every day you will either live your life by your priority or live your life by pressure. You will decide. There is no other option. You will either decide what is important in your life or you will let other people tell you what is important in your life. And then you'll be running around trying to live up to some expectations that you have no idea of how to live up to because man is so fickle. What they want changes every 2 seconds. So what you need to do, and I must always do, is set priorities and never live by pressure.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know. Now, think about it. It's like my sister said. Oh, you can operate under pressure, but do you really get anything done? Do you really get anything accomplished? You know, see, when you set a goal, then you can evaluate your steps toward that goal. You can determine if you are listening to the voice of God and you are headed toward that goal, or you will know whether or not you're moving away from that goal. Someone said it seems to be a crazy habit if a man that when he loses his way, he doubles his speed, you know. He's going nowhere fast, absolutely nowhere fast. And that's the way a lot of us live, and that's how we live add a lot of pressure to our life, because instead of slowing down and actually listening for the voice of God, we go up there and tell God what we're going to do. We want him to co-sign it, and then we come down here and try to do it within ourselves, and we add a whole lot of pressure to the situation.
Amen.
The fourth principle is concentration. See, some people try to get Jesus to detour from his planned schedule. Some people really try to distract him from his goal in life.
Yes.
Look at the story we find in the Bible, and I'm going to paraphrase it here, in Luke chapter 4, 42-43. It says, when the day came, Jesus left and went to the secluded place, and the crowds were searching for him, and came to him and tried to keep him from going away from them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. You see, when you concentrate, when you focus on one thing at a time.
Yes.
Jesus was a master at this. It seemed that everybody was trying to interrupt him. Everybody was trying to trip him up. You know, we get him to do this on the Sabbath, you know, then we'll catch him. And we get him to say this, then we got him. You know, they was always trying to get Jesus to trip him up.
Yes.
You know. Everybody had a plan B for it. But like Evangelist Kathy said, God doesn't need a plan B. He does it right the first time.
Right.
And what Jesus did is he kept on doing right what he was doing. He did exactly what his Father told him to do.
Yes.
He said he knew he came here to seek and save the lost. He was the Son of Man. That's what he came to do. He was determined. He was persistent, and he concentrated. Even when the old enemy came and tried to tempt him after 40 days of fasting and praying, hallelujah, he came and he said, wait, hold up. No, it's written. Have you ever been in a situation where it seems to be too much to do? You just seem overwhelmed. I know I've been there. But do you want to know how I got through? Here's what I did. I started doing one thing at a time. I broke that bad boy down in little bites, and I just took it one bit at a time. You know, I'm a very methodical person. I'm a person that I don't like pressure. I don't like to be stressed. So I like to do things and complete it. One thing at a time. Do something, complete it, move on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and a lot of people like, oh, Bishop, you don't let a lot of people help you. No, because if I do it, then I know it's done. That's not being me. That's just who I am. That's just the way I operate. So I don't have what pressure in my life. So I do one thing at a time. Because, see, when you concentrate your efforts, you're more effective.
Amen.
You know, light diffused produces a hazy glow, but light concentrated produces a fire. When you use a magnifying glass to concentrate light on a dry leaf, you can catch that leaf on fire. See, Jesus didn't let interruptions prevent him from concentrating on his goal. He came to save the world from sin. He did not allow people to get on his last nerve. He didn't let people make him tense. He didn't let people stress him out. He didn't let people irritate him. He concentrated on the task at hand.
Yes.
Principle number 5, meditation. The Bible says, in the early morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. That's the Gospel of Mark. He did that. Jesus
Amen.
Often got up early in the morning and went and prayed. He often looked for time, a quiet time, to pray. We need to make a personal habit of prayer. You know, we can't wait for the prayer meeting. We shouldn't just be waiting for the prayer meeting or till we can get a catch up with our friend girl. We need to be on our knees praying and meditating in that word.
Oh, yes.
We need to be praying that word and asking the Holy Spirit, what part of that word should we be praying? Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. Prayer is a gigantic stress reliever. I don't care. When I'm sitting up there with the Lord, I'm not stressing about nothing.
Right.
Sometimes I go up there and I'll be like, I'm not coming back down. No, see, it's crazy down there. I'm up here with Jesus, and I'm going to stay up here with Jesus. Yes, I'm in the tall green grass by the cool water, and I'm just going to stay up here with Jesus. But prayer is a wonderful stress reliever.
Yeah.
And God, it's a God-given tool for getting rid of our anxieties. No matter how busy Jesus got, he made it a practice to spend time alone with God. Now, if Jesus made time for prayer when he was busy, how much more do you and I need to be praying? How much more do you and I need to be getting along with God? How much more do we need to be going into our decompression chamber with everything going on in this world?
Yes.
How much more do we need to talk to God in prayer? I totally agree with my sister. It is nothing wrong with going to talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But you
Amen.
Know what? While you talking, do not forget to talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and then listen. Just listen. He says, be still and know that I am God.
Oh, yes.
See, some of us have a lot of stress because we just can't sit still. We're busybodies. We got to be up at everything. We believe can't nothing get done unless we all up in the middle of it. You know, we don't know how to be still. We don't know how to be quiet. And most of us don't like being still. We want to be moving because, see, we think, I got to be moving because if I'm not moving, then I'm not doing something for Jesus. You know, we have to understand. God said, be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes we're moving so fast, we don't even know what we're doing or where we're going.
That's right. Amen.
And then we're all stressed out because we're trying to find our way.
Amen.
The Message Bible puts Psalm 46 and 10. It says, step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Now, sometimes it's hard to step out of traffic. It's hard to step out of the rut race. We want to win the race, but we need to start every day with prayer, just like Jesus.
Amen.
And then, periodically throughout the day, we need to just stop and pray some more.
Yes.
See, this will help us to recharge.
That's right.
This will help us keep connected to God. And being connected to God is vital for stress management. You see?
Yeah. Amen.
Now, the sixth principle is relaxation. Look at what Jesus said to his disciples in the Gospel of Mark chapter 6. Says, come away by yourself to a scheduled place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. They were busy. People were coming and going. The crowds were getting bigger. And notice that Jesus did not say to them, pick up the pace. He did not say, work harder, we have got to keep up. No, he said, come away and rest for a while. See, right now we have this stay-in-place order. But even though we have this stay-in-place order, we're not relaxing. Because it's like my sister Michelle said, you know, people are worried about their jobs. People are worried about the bills. People are worried about them kids. Hallelujah. Some people are dealing with their kids for the first time. You know, before they may have said, oh, no, not my child. But now for the first time, they have to deal with them kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're finding out those kids aren't the little angels they thought they were.
Amen.
So now they stress it. You know. But I don't care. I know, you know, there might not be right now we are on, you know, people, we are in staying place, but I tell you what, there's always a place where you can go and get to yourself and just have a word with the Lord. I don't
Amen.
Care if you got to lock yourself in the bathroom.
That's right.
You know, we need to take the, we need to make time. We might have to walk around outside, walk out in the garage, but we need to relax. We need to just let it go. Then that is our final principle. We need to cast our cares, cast our stress.
Yes, Lord.
On Jesus.
Amen.
He said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
Oh.
We have to give our stress to Christ.
Amen.
He said, come and take. If we want to relieve our stress, we need to come to Jesus. And he said, then I will give you rest.
Yes.
Christ did not say, come to me and I will give you more guilt. Come to me, I will give you more stress. Come to me and I will give you more worry. No, Jesus said, I will give you rest. That's a promise.
Yes.
He
yes.
will give us rest if we come to him. But it also says that we have to take our his yoke upon us and learn of him.
Oh, yeah.
But then he goes on to say, for I am gentle and humble at heart.
Amen.
So he said, if you come to me, you're not going to find me being critical. You're not going to find me beating you up and beating you down. What you're going to find is I'm going to love you. I'm going to talk you through it. I'm going to walk you through it.
Yes, Lord.
You know, listen. We all carry burdens in life. We all have things that's going to stress us out, that can stress us out in life. But we got to remember who we are. As we, as children of God, we have invisible means of support in the persons of the Father, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We don't have to take up the things of the world in order to deal with stress. See, when we walk in humility, we won't be ashamed to get help if we need help.
Right.
When we obey the word of God, when we keep the word of God before us, when we pray, when we know that all we want to do is please God, it's like, I don't care what the rest of them people are doing. All I want to do is make God's heart smile. That's all I want to do.
Amen.
I want him to be pleased with me. I want to hear that, well done, my good and faithful servant. And when you're doing that, you can relieve a whole lot of stress. Because when you're not trying to be somebody that you're not, when you're not trying to please man, when you're not running around trying to think of things to say that sound spiritual or sound good, or, you know, you just build yourself up until you don't have nowhere to go but down. Because we all know you're not Holy Ghost Junior. So you add all this pressure to your life. If God hasn't told you to do something, don't try to do it.
Amen.
Don't add that extra stress. You know, The enemy will come and play mind games, and he'll say, you know what? You can do that better than brother so-and-so, or you can do that better than sister so-and-so, and then here you go, trying to do something you haven't been called to do. And here you go. You're all pressured. You're all stressed. And here you're like my sister said, here your body goes, breaking down, because you're trying to do something you have no business doing.
Right.
Because you're stressing. See, I'm going to tell you something. When God calls you to do something, and he wants you to do something, all of those pieces fall in place like a puzzle. You don't have to be struggling all the time, and there's not a, you know, a bunch of hoopla. When God lays it down, he lays it down. And you say, well, sometimes the devil, no. See, when God lays stuff down, the devil has to back up. He can't be anywhere that God is. So when God is on, when God is moving, all we have to do is obey.
Amen.
All we have to do is walk in love and humility and understand we don't have to be stressed. God loves us.
Amen.
He said, look, I can, look, my shoulders are big enough to carry your burden. Cast them over here.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I don't want you trying to run around. You can't do like Jesus did. You can't do like I did. You can't take on all the problems of the world. You can't take on all the sins of the world. I've already done that. Cast your cares over here.
Hmm.
So you can concentrate on doing what I told you to do. So like I said, we should remember, I believe, if we remember these seven principles of stress relief, we will not be stressed all the time. People be looking at us like, wow, they sure are calm. Everybody's going crazy. And Sister and Evangelist Michelle sure is calm. Apostle Zeta sure is calm. Ooh, wow. Pastor Jeffrey sure is calm. Bishop Cook sure is calm. Yeah, we calm. We can be calm.
Oh, glory.
Because, see, we know who we are. We're children of the Most High God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and who has promised to always never leave us nor forsake us. So he is all I want to please, and all I want to do is accomplish what he wants me to accomplish. Because I ain't going to do nothing but focus on that one thing at a time. And I'm going to be praying the whole time. And then after I pray for a while, I'm going to lay it on down, and I'm going to get some rest. I'm going to relax. You know, I'm going to just, you know, take time out and just say, Lord, I just did that. You know, I just shut it down for a while, and I just said, I've been on this network every day, 7 days a week now for weeks. And I said, I'm going to shut it down. But, you know, when you do that, you allow God to speak to you.
Oh, yes.
You allow God to pour into you and restore you. So I'm telling you, you know, even though we're in this day and place, we have to truly learn how to relax. We have to truly learn how to let it go. And when I say relax, that means I'm not talking about sitting in front of the TV and watching Donald Trump over and over and watching, you know, minute by minute, blow by blow, coronavirus update. I'm not talking, that's not relaxing. I'm talking about put you on some nice music, kick back, light you some candles, get in a bathtub and just sit and soak and talk to Jesus.
Yes.
I'm talking about really relaxing. You know, I'm talking about really relaxing.
Yes.
And just talk to the Lord about whatever's bothering you, you know, and he will comfort you, you know, he will talk to you, he will answer you, but you got to be humble enough to ask for the help, you got to be humble enough to not want to be more than who you are, because God made you, and because he made you with a purpose that makes you significant in and of itself. If you never do another thing in life, you're still significant. You're still valuable to God.
Yeah.
So at this time, that's my lesson. That's my, so my sister talking to you about what happens when you carry stress around and what's stressing us. And I gave you, I pray that this gave you a little stress relief. Hallelujah. So right now, if you are in our studio or in our chat room, and if you'd like to have a word about stress relief or how you deal with your stress or what you do to relieve stress in your life, because some people may, you know, call friends and encourage them, and that helps to relieve stress. But if you're in the studio and you'd like to have a word, kindly press your 1, and that will let me know that you would like to join the conversation, and we'd be more than happy to have you. I just don't assume that people, because you sit in here, that you just automatically have to talk or want to talk. So even if you're in here and you're always, you know, you're faithful, please press your 1. I just praise God that I can truly say and testify that I have truly been at peace during this pandemic, and I've truly been blessed, and God is truly raising me up and taking me to new levels and preparing me to do new things, and I'm just excited, actually. I'm just excited because I just believe he's doing great things in this ministry and through the people of this ministry.
Yes, he is.
And I'm grateful to God that we all have our own personal ministries that we have. And so God is very good. Apostle Zeta, I see you in the house. Would you like to have a word tonight, my dear?
Yes, I will. This was a very good topic. Because whenever there is a crisis, or whether it's the pandemic or whatever, when people go through crises and traumatic situations, they do end up being stressed out, anxiety sets in, and you know, and just a lot of things, and they begin to lose hope. So that's why I was really glad when I found out that this was going to be the topic tonight. And I'm not going to say a lot, but just to bring out a few points. And then I might share something that I've done. It is important. You all were saying how important it is to really know who you are. That is so important, especially if you've turned your life over to Christ and you are a believer. And the unbelievers also can have everything that he has promised. Because when he made his promises were yea and amen, and that was to anybody that would accept him. So we need to know who we are, know who we belong to. We do belong to God. Even those that won't admit to that or don't think that, we do belong to him. We couldn't do anything without him. One of the other points that was brought out was that we are valuable to God. He would not have chosen us otherwise. So we're valuable to him. He cares about us just that much. So he also is concerned about us. About whatever is going on with us. And we can always go to him. But as I was hearing Evangelist Michelle, as well as Bishop Shirlene Cook, talk about how people turn to other things, like drinking, doing drugs, or if they've been doing it, they do more of it, and all of these things. And so that's where we really come in, where we, those of us that really know God, Not to say that we don't sometimes have stress come upon us as well. Sometimes we
right.
have some stressful moments as well. And I will
Amen.
Admit that I have.
Me
you
too.
Know, I had someone say to me, "You're too blessed to be stressed." And I have to be really upfront and honest. I said, "I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed." But I'm going to be honest.
But you're still stressed.
I'm also stressed right now. But the thing about it is those of us that know that we can turn to God and know what to do, know that he's also promised us rest. He even said, come to me, those that are, you know, that need rest. And we know that we can come to him. But there are
Amen.
Times that we can be so overwhelmed or overloaded. And when I say overloaded, taking on more than we should have or even needed to do in some situations.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
Yes. And so we have to learn among each other because we, we're the body. And sometimes
yes.
I may have to call Bishop Cook and say, Bishop Cook, could you pray for, whoever? And could you call them? Could you, these are the kinds of things that we can pass on to one another sometimes when we are feeling overwhelmed, our own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we need to slow down. Another thing I wanted to mention is that, we are stressed sometimes just over the everyday schedules that we have, the everyday mm-hmm. normal. we can also become stressed. So we need to look at that as well. Things that come upon us unexpectedly, sometimes it could be a death in the family. It could be a loss of a job. And of course, it's normal to be concerned, but not so overly concerned that we begin to harm our own selves by doing things to the body. We can be doing harm to our bodies by not resting. I can attest to that. I recently took some rest, and I feel so much better for it. I feel like going on. I feel so much better from the rest, and I still want some more rest. But even today, and I don't normally do it, I took out some time in the afternoon and actually had a relaxing, just sitting in the bathroom, relaxing, praise God, and I felt so much better for it. We can be happy and healthy,
yes.
and
yes.
stress can be unhealthy, as Evangelist Michelle was bringing out. If we don't do something about our stress, then, it affects us physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yes.
And we can become ill, become sick.
Yes.
Just by, the stress that we put up on ourselves,
Amen.
It's us. Amen. But, Jesus took time out to rest.
If he took time out to rest
in clean, quiet places, atmosphere says a lot. Pick a place,
yes.
pick a even in your own home, a spot where there's nobody, where it's quiet, where it's serene, where it's pleasant, and listen to some praise music and just be still. All of that helps
yes.
helps prevent stressors. And I enjoyed it. I really did. And faith without works is dead. So when we really know that there's something wrong, we first need to admit it. It's just like when we first got saved, we had to admit that we were a sinner before
yes.
we could.
Amen.
And so the same thing, if there's a problem, an issue going on with us, mental stress or whatever, I agree. It's nothing wrong with going to a psychiatrist. It's just that
Amen.
And I have, and I selected a Christian therapist.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And was very pleased with her, and I was helped. And and it helped me doing what the Lord had called me to do. All right.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Thank you. All right. We will go to Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen. Good evening.
A little bit late getting in, but I've been enjoying this. It's something that stress. I was talking to someone about this, in fact, two young ladies yesterday and the day before. And while you were talking, I remembered some years ago when I just couldn't say no. The devil had me thinking, well, if you don't give them a ride and you don't go over there and help them. And I was just worn out, and I wasn't getting any of my work done that I had to get done. Mm-hmm. And God has just done a work on me to say no. Sometimes we do have to say no because we will be wore out. I remember one brother in the church I was going to, he said he was so worn out. Till when he came to the church, he was walking through the vestibule. He said he doesn't know when he fell down on the floor. All he could remember is getting up. Now, that is just way too tired and stressed out.
Amen.
But I thank God. I thank God for God is, he really cares about us. He cares about us naturally. And years ago, I was trying to be holier than now and really holy. And God knew my heart. I wanted to do things right. But he had to teach me along the route that just as Apostle Zeta was saying, that sometimes if you need to go to physical therapy, if you need to go to a psychiatrist, if you need to, God is not pointing a finger at you. He
Amen.
Has
That's
allowed
right.
these
That's
people
right.
to be here and put the information in them to give us. So
That's
it's
right.
just like saying, I'm believing God for healing. I'm believing God for healing. But you don't want to go to the doctor to see what it is that you need to be praying for, that you can do. And God loves us so much that he's given, putting opportunities right in front of us. To go to. And a couple of months ago, I remember how I waited to get Quick Answer, which I did from the VA, to go to physical therapy. And I was putting off because of the COVID and all of that. And the enemy kept telling me, well, what are you going to do if they don't have them? No. The Holy Ghost dealt with me. He said, I put these people there for you. You're going to step out in faith, and you're going to go to where I tell you to
Amen.
Go to. That's right. That's when you'll be saved, when we'll be saved. I was asking the Lord, it was one day last week, Lord, I hear all these people, the minister and I say, I see you traveling. And the Lord let me know, don't worry about the traveling. If I'm sending you and you know I'm putting it on your heart to go, you're covered. You're
Amen.
Covered.
Amen.
And I'm taking care
That's
of
right.
you. Nothing's going to happen to you. So
That's
we just
right.
have to seek God, believe God, and know that God is on our side. The scripture
yes.
says,
Amen.
The Lord is on my side. I will not
yes.
fear.
Yes.
What
That's
the want to be? And so
Hallelujah.
This was just so encouraging. This was so encouraging.
Praise
Stress
God.
Relief and power
Praise
nap.
God.
Apostle Zeta. I'm thinking about power nap. If I could take a quick 5-minute, 10-minute nap, even when I was on the job working. So I just thank God
okay.
for the word tonight.
Amen.
For all of you.
Amen.
That God
bless
is for
you.
Us. More than the
God
world
bless you.
Against us.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Prophetess. We love you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. That was a good word right there, okay?
Amen.
Yes, we have to learn how to say no. I learned how to say no a long time ago. No. Do you want that in Spanish? No. Do you want that in German? Nick, do you want that in Italian? No. You want it in French? No. I learned how to say no. I can say no in every language. Yes, I can say no.
All right.
Like you said, people are trying to wear you out. And you know, because a lot of people today, they don't want your help. They want you to do it for them.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't do it for them because you will be wore out. Or they'll say, can you help me do this? You turn around and look for them. Honey, they go. They know where to be found.
Yeah.
They just dumped it all on you. So, you know, we have to be, you know, we just have to learn to say no. We have to set proper boundaries. We have, you know, there's a lot of things we can do so that we don't have extra stressors in our lives. So I'm going to let Mother Mattie on in here because she's been waiting patiently, and then we're going to go to Pastor Jeff. Good evening, ma'am. Area code 510, last four digits 9861.
Yes. Yes.
There she is.
Yes. Hi, Bishop Cook. Hi, Sister Evangelist Scott. Say hi to you all. Minister
Good evening,
Holloway,
ma'am. We love you.
Reverend Scott, giving all honor to our Heavenly Fathers, Father God, King Jesus, giving my Heavenly Fathers all respect as due to their name, and giving you all respect as clergy men and clergy women of God.
God bless you
all.
Ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Yes, I've enjoyed what you said as always, and enjoyed what Mrs. Scott said as always. It was really wonderful, you know, and really enlightening. And like we have this COVID-19 virus going on, and the virus has skyrocketed. More people is more sicker now. And I know for a fact, you know, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back for his church. His church without a spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And it's not the building, but it's his people. It's his people he's coming back for. And Jesus is coming back to judge the world. So we as saints, we have to stay ready and pray without ceasing. But I enjoyed everything that you said. Everything that both of you said is the truth.
God bless you, Mother Mattie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. And when you can hear the truth and listen to the truth, then you know it's real. It's really real.
Okay. All right.
Perilous, dangerous times. We just got to pray without ceasing and hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to do that.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Bless you.
We got to do that. And I'm praying for the lost souls that need to accept Jesus in the part of their sins. Accept him as their personal Lord and Savior. But, you know, before they leave here, I'm praying for the lost souls that don't teach. We're in a critical time right now. It's a crisis.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You know what? Hallelujah.
We just thank God for Jesus.
Yes. So you know what? The Spirit just moved, and I just think we need to pray. Hallelujah. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we are in a critical time.
Yes.
But Lord God, here we come, and your servants, your children, oh God, just praising you. And magnifying you, because we know that through it all, you are great and worthy to be praised. Father God, we know that you sit high and you look low, and you know all about it. So, Father God, right now, as this pandemic continues on, we want to thank you right now for sustaining us. We want to thank you right now for protecting us. We want to thank you right now for providing for us. We want to thank you right now, Father God, for your grace and mercy that still chases us every day and overtakes us. We want to thank you, hallelujah, that you love us so much that you're keeping us through it all. Lord, I want to thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. I want to thank you for your joy, that unspeakable joy that fills our soul, because we know that you belong to us and we belong to you. And hallelujah, we know the end. We know what the end is going to be. So, Father, even if we die, we know we shall yet live, because we will live on in you. And we want to say thank you. We want to thank you for that knowledge. We want to thank you for
that de-stressor,
Father God. In the name of Jesus, we know who we are. We know whose we are. Our minds are stayed on you. We're being obedient to your word. Let this mindset be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. All he wanted to do was to please you, Heavenly Father. And that's what we want to do. And we come praying right now, Lord God, for every blood-washed believer whose faith is wavering right now, who may be losing their hope right now, Father God, who might be thinking about turning to drugs, who might be taking one pill too many, who might be thinking about taking those drinks, Father God. We just pray that you shore them up on every leaning side. We just pray, Lord God, that they would allow your spirit to stand up in them in a way that the enemy would have to flee. We just pray right now, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them.
Right now.
We pray that you strengthen them right now, Father God.
And we're
praying for all those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord God,
Lord,
we pray that now would be the time that they would look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Now would be the time that they would seek your face, Father God. Now would be the time that they would come and fall on their face before you, knowing that you are Lord and Savior, knowing that you are Redeemer and Deliverer, knowing that you are Healer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, we just pray to you right now in the name of Jesus. For every family, Lord God, we may be shut in, but we refuse to shut you out, Father God.
Speak
to our hearts, Lord. Use us to still demonstrate love in times such as this. Use us, O God, to declare the victory in you. Use us, O God, right now to be a living example of who you are and how mighty you are.
We fret
not, we fear not, we stress not. Because we are safe in you, Father God. In you we lack nothing, Father God.
In you,
Father God, we have a place to rest. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. In you,
Lord God, we can lay our burdens down and leave them. We thank you for that cross. And we're leaving our troubles at that cross.
Jesus.
We're walking on stress-free, drama-free. We're
going
to be who you called us to be, not what man thinks we ought to be, Father God. Help us to be what you called us to be, oh God. Help us to only want to please you, Father God. Help us to only want to be identified with you, Lord God. It's not about the apostle or the bishop or the evangelist. It's about the yielded, humble heart of your child.
That's right.
We are servants, Lord. And use us mightily for your kingdom. And we pray it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the church of God say amen and amen and amen. Say amen, saints of God. And then we go away now. We didn't forget about you, Pastor Jeff. I didn't forget about you, brother. You can come on in the room now. But the spirit just
struck. Good to be
Good to hear this message about, you know, just depression, stress, and all that, because this what this world is coming to nowadays is a big ball of stress, a big ball of just trying to figure out life. And, you know, even as today, I was kind of stressing because I had some things that I had to do today. And it would seem like everything was trying to, everything was coming against it. And what could I do to make good time to where I could still handle everything that I was supposed to take care of? But the thing is that we know that it's always in God's time.
Yeah.
It's always in God's time. Whatever it is, it's in God's time.
Say
If we allow ourselves to continue to know that and to keep that on our mind, that it's all in God's time, that it would take a lot of the stress away.
Because there's
a lot of things that go on, and there's a lot of things that we don't have control over, and one of those things is time. You know, we don't have control over the time. So what I did is I went and I'm out here now. I'm trying to take care of this job that I'm doing, and so for this hour, I put the tools down, and I said, I need to listen to this. I'm going to take time and give it to God. You know, whatever needs to be worked out beyond that is going to be worked out.
Will be worked out, yeah.
So God will provide enough time for me to get the things done that I need to get if I give him my time, which is actually his time.
Amen. That's right, amen.
And giving him his time, I found out that I didn't have to stress off of anything.
Everything
is working out fine. I just have a little bit more to do. But the thing is that I had to give God his time.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hey, hallelujah.
So the way we need to look at a lot of things is that we're just borrowing something from God. God is giving it to us because
as
of his grace and his mercy. Since he's given it to us, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with what God gives us?
Amen.
So that
Amen.
Is the main
the
thing.
Question.
And so when we think about it, what are we going to do with what God gives us? Well, we have to abide in his word. We have to abide in him.
Yes.
So he can abide in us. And as we do that, he allows everything to work out in his time.
Our good in his time. Amen.
So I'm not, you know, I learned, and I'm learning not to stress off of certain things, because God's time is God's time. And he's going to make sure that all things within that time, within the time that we have, he's going to make sure that all things work together for the good of them that love God.
Yes, amen.
It's all going to work
out. Come on now.
Yes.
So if we just do God's will with the time, and we give the time back to him, he's going to allow it to work for our good.
That's right. Man. That's right.
He's going to allow it to work for our good. We just have to be patient. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord.
And
as long as we're doing that, as long as we're continuing on in God's word, he's going to allow that time for us and for things to work out. Therefore, we don't have to stress.
Amen.
Because
we
know that he's in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And since he's in control of everything, we just work on his time, give his time back to him.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
All I wanted to say, and I'm
Ooh, that's good. Hallelujah. You on fire. You on fire. Amen. 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 That's all I got to say. Amen. And amen again. And hallelujah. Amen.
I didn't expect to say all of that, but I'm about to
you know what? Let the Holy Ghost do the thing. Oh, okay. Well, now, look, the Holy Ghost said what he had to say. He threw. Now you can go back to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This was a wonderful topic.
I just wanted to say one more thing to Evangelist Michelle Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You brought in some very valuable points, some things that I needed to hear, and Bishop Cook, you as well. You both did. So
man,
God used you in this time to work and help me out through this. So I appreciate that. And Evangelist Michelle?
Yes.
Just I will be home. I will be home after I finish putting up these shelves.
Amen. You better report. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Love. That's love for you. That's love. That love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, yes. But this, see, he didn't want his wife, he don't want his wife to stress, see.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's another thing. Communication between spouses is a beautiful de-stressor. You know what I mean. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Is good. This was
Amen.
A beautiful topic. It was a wonderful topic. Again, I have been letting my dear sister take the lead because she's learning how to be a producer and how to come up with ideals for programs. And we're just taking this straight. We're taking it straight from the streets and bringing it to the airways because, you know, we've got a lot of people out there that they're losing their hope. And what they need is hope. What they need to
Amen.
Know about is Jesus. What they need to know about is that we serve a God who is faithful. Even when we're not faithful, he's faithful. Even
yeah.
when we put ourselves down and we stress ourselves out, he still came to give us a life more abundant. And so
Amen.
He's always going to, he doesn't even let us distract him even to this day from his purpose. Jesus doesn't stop interceding on our behalf because we murmur and complain. He doesn't stop loving us because sometimes, you know, we become overwhelmed. That he just wants to see if we're going to come to him, if we're going to be humble enough, if we're going to be Holy Ghost bold enough to bring it to him, because he's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to help us carry it. He wants to carry it for us, as a matter of fact. He wants to deal with it, but he just wants us to give it to him and then leave it there. A lot of us take things to God, and we give it to him, and then we go back within the hour, and we get it, but we pick it up.
Amen.
And that's how come a lot of us are stressing, because we're still trying to hold on to things that God told us to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us need to let go of the past, you know, good or bad. We need to live in the now. We need to be doing what God is telling us to do now. We
Amen.
Need to be about his business now.
Yes.
So we can't be, we got to be like Jesus. We can't let things come against us and distract us.
Amen.
Because we know this is war. We know this is war.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of soldier are we going to be? Are we going to be a soldier that stands on the word of God? Or are we going to move in God's time? You know, he's the commander in chief.
Amen.
So are we going to listen to him and be identified as one of his soldiers? We're going to move when he says move. We're going to use the strategies that he tells us to use.
Yes.
You know, what kind of soldier are we going to be? We can't be a distracted soldier. A distracted soldier is an ineffective soldier. A pressure
right.
soldier is a dangerous soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what's wrong with a lot of these police officers. They're overwhelmed, they're overworked, they're outgunned, and so they get out there and they shoot first and they ask questions later.
Yeah.
pressure.
Amen.
It'll kill you. So we just have to turn it all over to Jesus, know who we are, know that he loves us, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Apostle Zeta has been bringing us Second Chronicles 7:14 challenges, and she's been reading us the promises of God and reminding us that God is still able. You know, he has not changed. This COVID-19 is not going to last forever. And I just know that God is moving. I see him moving in all of this. You know, I have an excitement because I believe that he's preparing all of us for a work, and we need to be getting ready. We need to be sitting in his face. We need to be enjoying this time with him. Since we have to stay in place, let's stay in place with Jesus. Let's stay in place with Jesus and listen to what he has to say, what he's going to tell us. Because when I'm telling you, when you up there with Jesus, I don't stress about nothing. I don't even hear nothing.
Amen.
I go up there, you know, I get to sitting up there with Jesus, getting in my praise music or just praying, and I look up and a couple hours have went by.
Amen.
You know, so we need to take a praise break. We need to take a prayer break. We need to recharge ourselves, you know. We need to be able to slow down the pace. You know, when everybody's coming at us at one time, we need to be able to set those boundaries and say, look, I love you, but right now I can't receive anymore. I can't do anymore. You know, I have, because right now I'm trying to take care of me, and that's not being selfish.
Amen.
That's not being selfish. That's being real. If you just had surgery, if you are sick in your body, if you don't let God restore you, then he won't be able to use you in the long run because you might leave up out of here.
Yeah.
See, so we have to be able to tell people, step back. Don't call me, I'll call you. I mean, that sounds harsh, but it's not being harsh. We have to learn how to do that, because if you keep trying to go and go and go, you never get restored. You're not sleeping properly. So the vicious cycle begins. And when you're tired, it's easier to compromise other things. You know, you get tired, you don't think straight. You know. You might let the enemy put some crazy stuff in your head that you shouldn't be thinking. Or something might fly out your mouth you shouldn't be saying. So it's all warfare. It's all coming from the enemy. He's trying to crush us. But see, he can't crush the word of God.
Amen.
Because it is God. So I just encourage everyone to just be encouraged and encourage other people. Sister Michelle, Evangelist Michelle, you did a phenomenal job this evening. You brought out some wonderful points about, you know, a lot of people are, you know, they are arguing. And with that, again, like Apostle Zeta said and Prophetess Kathleen said, this is where we come in, and we need to be praying when we hear those arguments.
Amen.
We need to be rebuking those spirits. You know, we need to be standing in the gap. You know, because that's the one thing we can always do, and the one thing that we can always do happens to also be the most loving thing that we can do for our brothers and sisters, and that's pray for them. So I once again want to thank my phenomenal sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, for just, you know, always being mindful. And that's what the Word of God is about. Ministry is all about. It's not about this pie in the sky stuff. It's about dealing with what's going on right now.
No.
We're trying to help somebody get through this right now.
Amen.
We want somebody to be delivered from stress and pressure right now.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we want to give you some hope. Because when there's too much pressure, people can lose their mind. They can commit suicide. They might kill up other people. A whole lot. So, we need to be responsible as servants of God and children of God and be praying fervently for the mindset of people, the heart set of people, you know, because when they go out, when they do get out, it's like, they want to act like there's nobody out but them. Everybody's not wearing, you know, everybody's not using wisdom and wearing masks as they should and everything. So, you know, we just have to do what we know is the right thing to do.
Amen.
You know? So, again, I want to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers. I want to thank Mother Mattie. I want to thank Prophetess Kathleen, I want to just thank all of you for listening. Even though you didn't speak, we're just glad that you were here. And we pray that this has blessed you in a way that you can kind of just breathe. You can just exhale. You can just know that it's going to be all right. You know, God's got it. God's got you.
Well, yeah.
You know, and he's never failed us, and he hasn't failed before, and he's not going to fail us now. So we just need to know that. And, I mean, just knowing who God is a de-stressor for me. I don't know about all of you, but just knowing that he's almighty, knowing that he's all-powerful, knowing that he knows everything. You don't even have to explain things to him. He's sitting there looking at us, live and in living color. That's why when I be wondering about people when they pray, when they be praying and testifying at the same time, and I'm like, you don't have to tell God a story while you pray; He was there.
Amen.
Oh glory.
He was there. He saw what you did. Okay. He know who you what you said. You don't have to tell God a story.
Amen.
He was there.
Yes.
That's how come I don't understand how people gonna tell God their troubles when they get to heaven. You in heaven, you ain't telling God nothing but hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. That's what you're gonna be saying. But anyway, we know everything that is said that sounds biblical is not biblical, but amen. We still love them, and we still just, you know, we just gonna stick to the truth and the word of God. We do not have to be stressed out. We do not have to be in a pressure cooker. You know,
amen.
We just need to be who we are, because who we are is good enough. Love who we are, because God loves us. Love other people as God loves us, you know.
Amen.
And we will be, and before you know it, this thing will be all over, and we will go back to some form of normalcy. But whatever we do, whatever happens, we're going to be okay. So this has been Bishop Shalene Cook, my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and, of course, the mighty women of God that are always faithful and here. Again, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Mattie, and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, and, of course, our dear, dear brother, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. I just love all of you, and we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. You can join us tomorrow for Wounded No More, because we as Christians are overcomers. We don't have to remain broken. We don't have to walk in brokenness. We don't have to live in brokenness, because we already have the victory. So you can join us for Wounded No More. And then on Friday, join us for Every Man Standing in His Place, where we're going to hear the good do-right Reverend Scott, Pastor Scott, bring us a word that's going to bless us all. Hallelujah. And so we just praise God for all of you. And again, be blessed. Acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from my household to to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everybody, and God bless you. Thank you so much, mighty women of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Love you.
God bless you.
Love you. Love you, and good night.
Good night.